Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, let's rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For little nine, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's stressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. If that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said. I said, for your heart, accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the spell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh.
The working a 10-hour day, I had to come straight home, set up the radio show for tonight. Like I mentioned before, I'm going to have set days, probably 2 days during the week, definitely Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and probably on Sundays. I'm dedicating at least a half-hour show tonight. It is actually for a fundraiser for my brother, Crosby Tatum. I'm going to try to help out so we can at least repost this. It is live on the air tonight. It is now 8 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. I'm a Boston girl up here in Maine doing my thing. I'm up here for a couple of films, but in the meantime, I'm doing many other things. But tonight's show is dedicated to my Triceptus Studio family back in Boston. And what I wanted to bring up tonight is about a film which was actually written by Crosby Tatum, and the Triceptus Studio family is actually going to be filming it. What I'm bringing up on the show tonight, and I ask people to be respectful, do not bring up sexual orientation, any politics on my show, and be respectful tonight for this independent film that is going to be coming out. Whether the film raises the money or not, it is still going to be filmed. Now, I'm bringing up the the fundraiser, actually from Kickstarter, K-I-C-K-S-T-A-R-T-E-R. And it's about surprise, surprise. Now, they're trying to raise $2,500, which isn't really too bad if you really think about it, and they're going to give their all. So far, they've raised $1,310, and there's 53 hours left to go. They need to raise $1,190. Now, if you know what these sites are, the fundraiser sites, it actually helps out the independent filmmakers like Crosby himself. And you actually get gifts and such if you actually pledge. Now, what I'm actually going to do live on the air, just to show people that this is not a scam, I am actually taking my debit card out as we speak right now. Let's see if I can actually do this. And what I'm going to do is I'm taking my card out as we speak, live on the air, and I'm actually going to back this project. And to help out tonight, I'm going to at least pledge $10. I'm going to the site, and I'm clicking $10. You know, you can get like maybe 100 people or so to do this or, you know, whatever. I'm pledging $10 live on the air. And what I'm doing, it says, pledge $10, click onto that, continue to next step. Okay. And what I'm going to do, oh, man, how am I going to do this? Pledge $10, continue to Amazon. And I'll explain how it works, too. But what I want to do is to show my support here. And let's see. Okay, new customer, no. Man, I wish I let's see if I can actually log in with my email address. So I'm actually doing this live on the air for support for the film. I am donating $10 for the film. Let's see. Did I type in the right email address? I'm a new customer. We'll create a password later. Okay. Maybe I can just sign into this. Okay. I didn't expect this. I'm trying to sign in here. Okay, let's see. I am new customer. I'm a returning customer. I'm a returning customer. Let's see if I can actually remember my password. Sign in using this. Okay, let's see. My card, yes, I already have an Amazon password here. Let's see. I'm signing in. Okay. I am confirming live on the air, $10 in support on the Kickstarter page. Here we go, confirm. Okay, I'm going to tweet it live on the air, tweeting it, $10 for surprise, surprise. Okay, Facebooking it, $10. I just donated live on the air. Here we go, donated $10 to show my support to Triceptus Studios. Now, it may not be much, but it's something towards it. Okay, now, where's my pen? Now, all they need, I set it off tonight, they will only need $1,180. So I myself just donated $10 live on the air. This is how much I support the film. Okay, it's not much, but if you get people to do it, you know, something that will help them out a lot. Now I'm back. Woo-hoo! Okay. All right. Going back. Let's see. Now, if anybody wants to call in and, you know, try stuff to studio family, if anybody's out there, the toll-free number is 877-907-7217. Once again, I just became a backer. $10. So that's something where, in full support, live on the air, to show you how serious I am. So, you know, I'm not just talking the talk. I'm walking the walk and helping donate to the studio for Perceptive Studios for their film, Surprise, Surprise. Now, anybody that wants to, you know, you can actually donate too. Okay. This is the information about Crosby. Okay, Crosby Tatum. I'm an independent content producer, director, screenwriter, editor who has worked with various clients in the entertainment industry in film, video, and music, but experience working for nonprofit organizations, Project Think Different, independent production companies, Kingdom Video Ministries, and network news station, WMUR, New Hampshire. And it says more about Crosby. I graduated from the New England Institute of Art with an associate's degree in television broadcasting and the 2003 Most Outstanding Broadcaster Award. Me and my partner, Jaquan Holland, have completed and aired over 15-plus hours of television content in the New England, New York area. Our work has also been featured considered at over 5 different film festivals, and we have just finished music supervision and sound design work on a Chicago-based feature film starring Tanji Miller, Kristen Keys, Mayor Gilbert, Mary Morrow, and Richard Gallen. We have also worked with industry personalities that have gone on to work for worldwide national and local media companies such as Walt Disney Pictures, Hot 97 Boston, WHDH Channel 7, Boston, Massachusetts, and many others. And there's actually a web series that you can go there. And let's see, current projects. I want to see if I go back, if I can bring it up again. Okay, now I'm going back to the surprise, and I'm going to read about it once again, about the story. And why I do really like this film, because I do take it to heart, because a lot of people, I actually, you know, I think with what I can take to heart is because everybody out there, we all have some sort of self-esteem issue. So what Crosby did, he took something that was part of his life, and he's writing it to in a film. And this is actually from Crosby himself. It says, "Hello, everyone. My name is Crosby Tatum, and I am the co-producer, writer, director, and actor of Surprise, Surprise." And you can actually click there. There's a video, and you can see the teaser. It says, "Thank you for taking the time to check out our Kickstarter page. Please take a moment to learn more about our effort to make a cinematic film and consider making a donation towards our project. The story. Surprise, Surprise is a romantic comedy about a socially underconfident college student, which is Crosby, who tricks his womanizing best friend, JoJo Holland, into switching identity to date a beautiful, charming internet girl to save his grades and his scholarship. Cut from the mode of Cyrano de Bergerac, in some ways, the King's Speech, Van Wilder, and Napoleon Dynamite, Surprise, Surprise is a film that will bring high stakes, high rewards, and high hilarity into view while entertaining audiences worldwide on the misadventures of a young man, trying to mask his faults with a lie that completely spirals out of control." And you can view the teaser trailer below. And it says, "How does Kickstarter work? People pledge any amount and choose a reward. At the end of our 30-day Kickstarter campaign, if the combined total of pledges for our project meets $2,500 goals, then the credit cards of those who pledge are charged and we receive the funds to make our film. If we don't meet our goal, then the money is not withdrawn from the account and no rewards are provided. If we exceed our $2,500 goal, then the extra funds will be used to make our movie even better. Aside from a 5% Kickstarter fee and a 3-5% Amazon credit card processing fee, all funds will be used directly in the production of our film. The inspiration behind the film." Now, all that I'm reading is actually coming off the Kickstarter page. So this is the inspiration behind the film. "I found an interesting statistic online that suggested over 85% of the world suffers from some form of lacking low self-esteem. When I first read that, it compelled me because that's at least 85% of the world that has doubts and fears. That's at least 85% of people in the world who suffer from issues dealing with their own confidence and how they look, how they act in public, and how they feel inside and out. For myself growing up, and to this day, it's always been a tough deal being around people more attractive than I am. To see random beautiful girls lose over my friends like hot butter pancakes and me feeling underconfident, nervously trying to talk to the opposite sex with the fear of rejection always hanging above my head. Probably seems like the best of me, and I would just stay silent while I would just brood over my emotion. Hence the reason why me and my partner choose to write Surprise and tell an interesting perspective of my life. In the main character is afraid to talk to women because he fears that women aren't attracted to him. Our hope is that our movie will help others who suffer from low self-esteem become more confident, more open, more sociable and honest to those around them, and we hope they can be themselves no matter who is around them. Our goal, we're looking to raise $2,500 to help our production, secure talent and crew for production, secure equipment rentals, purchase permits, location, and food costs. And since we have some exciting rewards to offer you, including IMDb.com producer credits at $100, be included on a movie, even host a screening at your location. And it shows, you know, the actors on there. You can go and you can read about that. And the music you hear in our Kickstarter campaign videos is exclusively produced by Crosby, Tatum, and Holland, a.k.a. Laz and Cat and Cartel, with Lee Wilson Callie. And it says, other ways you can help. Please share our dream and our goals with your family and friends via Twitter. Don't forget to hashtag, what's that, little tic-tac-toe surprise, the film, Facebook, Google+, your website, your blog, your email, your podcast, radio show right here, TV show, everywhere, anywhere you can. Tweet. Facebook, plus one. Anything, spread the word. Pledge a gift for a family or friend member that's involved in helping us make surprise. If you have an apartment, a bar, or club, a nice restaurant, a roller skating rink, and or screening room in the greater Boston, Massachusetts area, we'll use to shoot for half a day or a few days, please let us know. And actually, you can go and actually see what some people are saying about the film. Actually, it says Shelley F. It actually says something I wrote. If there were more people like Crosby, it might bring back better the sheer enjoyment of watching a film. And you can actually, like it says, once again, go to the Kickstarter page. Now, I just did live on the air. I donated $10. So, all they need is $1,180 to go. If you want to go and dedicate, please feel free to do so. Now let's see, this is someone live on the air. Hold on one moment. Hello, caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, Shelley, you got to learn to watch that switchboard more often.
Oh, why, what's going on?
Well, I've called before, and you haven't picked up.
Oh, I just found it. I just learned the person who actually let me run in the show didn't explain to me because I had some crank callers coming in with fake numbers.
Uh-huh.
So I was screening my calls, and they didn't explain to me. Sometimes when they're all numbers, it could be a number like from Skype or something.
Yep. Well,
so
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, now I know. I didn't realize that because I had some crank calls, and I'm like, this is not good. This is not what I want people to do calling on the show. That's not why I'm on air.
Yeah, but you can always hang up on them.
Yeah,
you may. I talked to you about Sly a few weeks ago. My name's Joe.
Yeah, I remember Joe.
Oh, you remember, okay.
I do. We were talking about Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just doing about a half-hour show just so that, just to give a little promotion for Crosby to help out with his fundraiser, but no matter what, he's going to get it off the ground no matter what, and I just totally support him. So that's
right.
What I'm actually doing tonight. So
yeah.
I only got about like 12 minutes left, so I was like, you know, even a half-hour show just to do him because I came straight home after work in a 10-hour shift.
Uh-huh.
And just doing, I didn't even eat dinner. So I was like, you know what, to support him because I've worked with him quite a few times, and just something I know, the day I work with Jackie Chan, I'll never forget these guys, and hopefully I'll get to work with them again.
Okay. It says there in your, I guess the monitor, it says you have an hour and 42 minutes remaining.
Yeah, that's what I set it up for. I says it's because I set it up for 2 hours so that it won't cut me off. And it says if it's something where, you know, I just do a half hour, I just do that just in case.
Oh, okay.
It depends because it says I'm going to do that. It depends on how the show goes, how I feel, because after working 10 hours, I wasn't expecting to do the show tonight because what I'm going to do is actually do definitely a Wednesday night and possibly a Sunday. This is just an extra show in support of Triceptive Studio.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm doing it tonight. So
but you know these guys then.
Yeah, I personally know with them. I've worked with them quite a few times on set. I was part of the music video. You can check it out on YouTube. It's called Steel by Laz and Cat. And also, I was in a pilot for a TV series where I didn't actually make the cut for one of the main characters because I made them laugh so hard.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we're going to write you into the show. So it was something where I guess I don't know if that's actually on hold. I mean, it all comes down to money. You know, they, I mean, personally, you know that, how to get everything off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have another caller on the line. Let me see who this is. Let me bring them on, too.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air, too.
Shelly, you know I cannot come on the line and not see you pushing your effort without me being on. You know this, correct?
Well, yeah, I was doing this as in support because you guys had about 53 hours, you know, left for the fundraiser. I says, I'm going to at least do a half-hour show tonight. I did a 10-hour shift. I didn't eat dinner. I says, you know what? I got to do this in support because I love you guys so much, and I miss you guys, and it's so hard because just trying to do my own dream. I miss you guys. I miss the Triceptor Studios family and wanted to show love and support to you guys. I believe in you guys so much.
No, we love you too, Shelly, and just the support that you have shown us. This is Crosby Tatum, a surprise, surprise, the producer, director, lead actor, and the screenplay writer of the movie. And, you know, for Shelly to do this for us, it's tremendously amazing for her to just dedicate such a time and effort just for us to be on with this. And, you know, Shelly, we just really thank you, and we just appreciate everything that you have done just for us to, you know, be on and really help solicit more pledgers to pledge towards our movie project and to be a part of what we're doing.
Yeah, and I says, you know what, because I wanted to show support. I wish I could show it, but I'm like, I'm all a mess and everything right now. I just got out of work. I says, you know what, to show my support, you know, no one has a lot of money, but I says, I'm going to do this live on the air. So I just donated $10 live on the air to show support. So it's now down to, let's see, I actually wrote down how much it is. It's actually $1,180 left. So another $10 down, $1,000. Yeah.
Which is $10 less than what we were at least 24 hours ago. And ladies and gentlemen, you can certainly just head to our website at surprisethis.com to make your pledge donation towards our feature film project and check out our website and also check out our bios and, you know, behind-the-scenes material that we're starting to post up there as we speak. I mean, this project, this movie is certainly an amazing effort where it's just amazing, Shelly, that we come this far, accepted so many no's, accepted so many things, and the support I'm getting from everyone, including, you know, the people that I've rolled with for so long, it's just amazing, even after everything we've been through just to get to this point.
Yeah, and I just think about you guys, you know, it's something where you do have that rocky feel to you. I always say that, and it's like, you know, even my big brother, Hora, he's always, you know, he's in full support of you. I mean, other people, too, even Charlie, she's in support of you, and quite a few other people in different places. They totally support you, and, you know, we think about you constantly, and you're, you know, I consider you my little brother, and believe me, we'd be hanging out and stuff. I was like, those few times that we did get to hang out while I was back in Boston, it was really awesome, and I'll never forget those times, especially the hen house.
Yeah, Shelly. Shelly, real quick, let me pause this for 1 second while I'm on the air. Crosby will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay, sure. Whoa. Putting me on hold, bro. Live on the air. I know that I don't know if he was actually working tonight, but I'm sitting here going, I was hoping that he did call in, but ladies and gentlemen, once again, you can go to the Kickstarter page, and I did donate $10 towards the movie, and I think on my other call I might have dropped that. I do apologize. I'm really learning as I go, so I don't know. I didn't disconnect the call. It just says the caller from the other one has dropped, so I'm not so sure what happened with that call. People can call in at 877-907-7217. If there's anybody from the Triceptor Studios, please do feel free to call in. If Dan's out there, Opal, Laz, JoJo, if any of you guys, anybody else that's been, you know, part of the music video that I was in jail, please feel free to call and, you know, show your love and support for the family.
Because we're all here. I'm back again. So.
Wait, you're all here? Who's there?
It's Crosby's here. Yes, we was just talking with our executive producer, Chris Nolan, who's actually just finished his movie, Christopher Nolan's The Good Life, that stars Tanji Miller, Mari Morrow from Def Jam's How to Be a Player, and also Christian Keys from BET's Let's Stay Together. He's our executive producer on our movie, and Chris Nolan has been a tremendous key to just helping us get this movie off the ground. And really, you know, I owe pretty much a lot of things to Chris Nolan, and he's just doing major things out in the Chicago area, which, you know, Chris Nolan, like I said, he's my mentor. He's like, you know, he's pretty much like a father figure in terms of just me making it in this industry for me and for Laz. And everything that we've learned, we're just incorporating everything that, you know, he's done with this movie with Surprise, Surprise.
Yeah, I was reading some of that off your Kickstarter page, because what I've been doing every time I read everything from the page itself. So everything that you've written down, you know, people that want to know about, I actually read everything and they can bring it up and go there themselves. And I'm hoping somehow, some way, I mean, people out there are going to, you know, I mean, it's not even, if you really think about it, with today's films, I mean, $1,180 left to go. If there was even a business out there, I'm pretty sure you would actually somehow fit their business into the, you know, into the film. I mean, $1,180, you know, get someone to, like, donate, you know, in there. And it's something that get credit in the film. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure you'd be able to work them somehow in the film, too.
Yes, we are always actively looking for businesses that we would love to incorporate into our film project. So if you have like a soda pop or a T-shirt or a company that you want, you know, or you want to be in the movie itself and probably have a line in the movie, you can certainly head to our Kickstarter page and pledge your donation amount, and you can certainly have these things as well on top of actual bona fide producing credits. So this endeavor has been such a unique ride for all of us. We're 2 weeks away from our first shoot, which we're going to be broadcasting live on Shelly Nunchuck's radio program. And like I said, just the amount of support we've gotten from each and every one of you to get to this point is truly outstanding. And we're just waiting. We're this close. We just need a little bit more. You know, if there's, you know, saying 10 people with $100, you can do it. If there's 20 people with $50, if there's, you know, 45 people with like $25, and I know there's those people with $25 in your pocket, you know, because this movie is not just us making entertainment. This is not just a movie for just anybody. It's for everyone. This movie, you know, saying, I'm sure everyone had their moments where they felt as if they couldn't talk to somebody, or they felt like they weren't beautiful inside. They didn't feel like they were ugly inside. I'm sure there are those people out there who feel as if, you know, they're not enough, when honestly they are and then some. This is not just my movie. This is your movie. This is Shelley's movie. This is, you know, what I'm saying, Chris Nolan's movie. This is everyone's movie.
Yes, and I feel that too, because in times of my life, exactly with what you say, I felt inadequate sometimes, you know, in my life, thinking, okay, maybe I'm not good enough. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, when I was reading about it and the way you're telling it, I go, I feel it. I really feel exactly how your film is, you know, how it's going, because that's exactly how I felt during my life. But the thing is, finding the people who make me feel comfortable in myself, that's what I'm learning to surround myself with, not the people that don't want me around. And even, you know, even in dating, which, you know, what your film is really about, as a guy yourself who wants this girl who he thinks is maybe out of his league or something like that. And I felt that way too, but finding the people that I'm compatible with, and that's what makes me happy. You know, everybody has faults, you know, insecurities, but some people just hide it better than others. You know what I mean? I mean, that's something where I think with Surprise, Surprise, it's one of those special films that's actually going to be heartwarming.
Yeah, and let me just, you know, preface for the fact that, you know, these are, you know, the people who are involved with this project, these are local people in the city of Boston and, you know, all across Massachusetts. We even got people in Connecticut and even someone flying out all the way from Los Angeles to be a part of this movie. which is outstanding. It's incredible. The fact that people, they love this idea, and it's actually crossing, you know, states, flying across states, and it's going to cross over from to seas at this point. This is something that every single person in the entire world wants to be a part of. And ladies and gentlemen, you have your opportunity. You just have to go onto our Kickstarter page and just type in surprise, surprise, and you'll find us there. Or you head to our website, surprisethis.com, and you will experience for yourself what it's like to be a part of Team Surprise. Hashtag Team Surprise, excuse me.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping and I'm praying there's a miracle for you guys for the rest of that money.
All I can say is better bet on black, because black always wins. Not
black
to mention
wins.
That.
Not to mention that.
I know that you're about to close out on your show, but just the fact that hope always comes in the midnight hour. Who knows what may happen in midnight? We don't know, but we can certainly say this. We are going to win. We are going to be successful, and we are going to make this movie, despite what anyone says, even my own partner, whatever he may say, whatever anyone else may say, even my crew. We are going to do this, and we are going to make this movie, because we can do it. More importantly, I can do it. Because if I don't make this movie, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make anything else in this industry. I have to win. I have to succeed. Because that's what winners do. They win. And I intend to win.
And I believe in you, Crosby. And just remember, no matter what, you're number one fans all the way up here in Maine. I still...
All across the globe. All across the world.
Yeah.
My number one fan is Shelly. Is my number one fan. I just can't wait. I just really can't wait till you come around again, and let's have some major fun.
Yes, and maybe who knows? If not see another film, I said maybe it will be the premiere of Surprise, Surprise.
No, maybe it will be.
Yes, and I believe you're going to do the film. You are going to do. I believe it. No matter what, no one's going to change my mind about it.
Oh, we are going to do it. There's no doubt about it. Watch what happens in the next 2 weeks when I'm calling in and I'm sharing my phone out to my cast and crew while we're on set setting everything up.
This is going to be awesome. I can't wait. You got to tell everybody I'm wicked excited. Just tell them to be prepared. That's all I got to say.
Believe and it will happen. Matter of fact, this Wednesday, we're going to give a final push for this for the fundraiser on Kickstarter.com, because that's pretty much the final day, but hey, everything happens in the final hour. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. 100%, 200% correct.
All right. So we're gonna get on the radio program one more time with a couple of guests for Surprise, Surprise, and we are going to basically tell each and every one of you on Shelly Nunchucks, the Shelly Nunchucks radio program, that you need to be a part of Surprise, Surprise. Be a part of this feature film. Hashtag us on Twitter, Team Surprise. Make sure you log onto our website, surprisethis.com. Surprisethis.com. That is our website. You can make your pledge there and check out the bios of every single cast and crew member that is available and about who are a part of this movie. You will know everything that you need to know about this movie. You can even know about our teaser trailer, everything. You will see what this movie is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Be a part of the surprise. That's it.
All right, Crosby. I'll be looking forward to speak with you real soon once again.
And thank you very much for the pledge. That was history in the making. I had never been a part of a radio program where the host actually makes a pledge live and on air. Holler what you hear me, girl. Come on.
Yeah. Love and support to you and everyone back home in Boston.
Thank you, Shelly. Have a good night, everyone.
Well, good night, Crosby. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, once again, this was just a special dedication for a half-hour show. It's a few minutes over, and I just want to leave on a very good note, and I'm so proud of Crosby and the whole Triceptor Studio, the whole cast and crew. I wish you much happiness, and I'll be looking forward to speaking with you guys live on the air. And once again, you can go to Kickstarter. I actually took my card out, donated live on the air $10, because I believe in Price left the studio in the film Surprise, Surprise. Once again, I'm going to play the song Feel, where I actually had the honor of actually being in the video. And it's by Laz and Kat. It's the Trifecta Studio family. I've worked with them a couple of times, and I am going to end the show on this great feel-good song with the song Feel. All right. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Laz Ritz. Kata B. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9 yard. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put yours on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. I like the way how you do it every time.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blings up, loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you